This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from Marywood Nursing Care Center. Patient first name is Josephine, Josephine. Last name is Almas, Almas. Date of birth is 4/19/1933. Date of evaluation is 5/5/2023. Facility is Marywood Nursing Care Center. Next paragraph, HPI history page, complaints of psychiatric evaluation for management of dementia, history of psychosis, paranoia, delusional thinking, hallucinations, and to assess efficacy of current medications. History of present illness. This is a 90 years old female who was admitted here on 4/26/2023 upon transfer from St. Mary Mercy Hospital. Patient's chart indicates that she suffered from fall and had displaced intertrochanteric fracture of the left femur. Patient also has history of esophageal ulcer, iron deficiency anemia, vitamin D deficiency, dementia, history of CVA, GERD, muscle weakness, chronic kidney disease, history of left artificial knee joint, neuropathy, and Alzheimer's disease. Period. Patient is a poor historian, but she was calm during my evaluation. She could not tell me today's date, and she knew she's at, quote, Mary something, unquote. She believes that people are treating her well and she feels safe here. She denied any complaints of depression or hallucinations during my evaluation period. On 4/28, she was reported to be very delusional and believing that, quote, they were doping me and out to kill me, and she was threatening to jump out of a window, unquote. Patient believed that her brother was on his way to protect her. I spoke to a patient's daughter, Debbie, who is a retired nurse. Patient daughter reports that her mother has been taking Seroquel for several months, but believes that in the hospital they took her off or drastically lowered her dose. Peter reports that her mom can get very, quote, mean, belligerent, will bite you, unquote. Daughter believes that mom's the confusion got worse after she got a booster shot. Peter, she was in memory care at another facility and subsequently transferred to a sister living facility. Daughter reports that patient was under care of a psychiatrist, and with the current dose of Seroquel, her mood and psychotic symptoms are stable, but concerned about any dose reduction of Seroquel can lead to worsening of psychotic symptoms. Next paragraph. Review of systems, general CHPI, eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genitourinary, musculoskeletal, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme, allergies, non-reported. Next, prior past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, yes, prior history of alcohol substance abuse treatment, no, number of prior psychiatric hospitalizations, zero. Prior history of suicide attempts, no. Prior history of aggression, Yes. Next paragraph, education, highest grade 12, current occupation, retired secretary. Next paragraph, relationship. Current relationship, widowed, number of children, 3, 2 girls and 1 boy. Period, 2 of her daughters are nurses. Next paragraph, medical record, lab, diagnostic, test, collection form and chart, nursing. Next paragraph, under review of histories and habits, comment, see medical surgical history as reported in HPI, save that information. Next paragraph, mental status examination. Next paragraph, blood pressure 151 over 80, pulse 69, respiration 16. Next paragraph, general, appropriately groomed, demeanor, cooperative with me, motor movements, unable to walk, gait, sitting, speech, within normal mood, dysphoric, the effect constricted thought process, periods of confusion, associations, excessively concrete thought content, history of paranoia, perceptual disturbances denied, but history of being delusional and possibly hallucinating, level of consciousness alert, oriented to person with a normal place, with a normal time, impaired memory, recent impaired attention, concentration impaired, language with a normal fund of knowledge, fair judgment and insight poor. Next paragraph, current medications, Seroquel 12.5 milligram in the morning, 25 milligram at 2 p.m. and 50 milligram HS. Melatonin 3 milligram HS and donepezil 5 milligram at bedtime, Lexapro 10 milligram once a day. Next paragraph, under assessment and planned, Alzheimer's disease unspecified, G30.9, plans continue, donepezil as prescribed. Number 2, psychosis with delusion due to known physiological condition, F06.2, plans continue, Seroquel as prescribed, no indications for GDR of Seroquel due to history of failed GDR and risk of worsening of psychotic symptoms. Period severity of patient's psychotic symptoms is much controlled with current dose without any adverse effects. Number 3, major depressive disorder, recurrent mild, F33.0, plans continue, Lexapro as prescribed. Next paragraph, under orders and procedures, 99305, under supplemental administrative recommends side effects of antipsychotics, comma, acetylcholinesterase inhibitor, next SSRI, next paragraph, risk benefit statements, based on findings of my assessment above, state goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweighs the risk as reported above. This is end of dictation.